You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS, and of course, streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Pat Lutza, who is with Listening Ear Public Relations spokesperson. Good evening, Pat. How are you?
Well, hi, Cheryl. I'm terrific. How are you?
I am wonderful. The weather wasn't completely cooperative for you today, but you had a great event, and you braved it outside anyway.
We did, but I'll tell you what, the bad weather held up. It was cool and breezy, but we didn't get any of that precipitation till it was all over outside.
Oh, perfect. Tell us about the event today, and then we'll get some background on what Listening Ear is and what it does for the community.
Sounds great. Well, what happened today was our kickoff event for our year-long capital campaign to raise $250,000 and raise awareness on the Listening Ear and KSARC, which is an acronym for Capital Area Sexual Assault Response Center, the first of its kind in this area.
And what is it about the acronym KSARC? What makes that different than other organizations?
What makes it different is, for the first time, we have a safe and centralized location for people of victims of sexual assault to come in, where everyone, the nurse examiner, the police, the prosecutor, and our advocacy support team, sexual assault counselors in the Listening Ear, are all housed in one safe and central location where they can start the process, the legal process, and particularly the process of healing and on their way back to taking control of their lives.
I'm guessing from your description that makes it easier on the victim at this point.
It definitely does. When you're in another location, for example, the hospital, and it's wonderful that the hospitals are there, but you go in and it's a little bit of a more cold, sterile environment. The nurse examiner is there, but it's huge and it's intimidating, and you have just had your identity taken from you. You have just been sexually assaulted. You're scared. You're paranoid. And to walk into a huge hospital where you're just one of many in an emergency room, it's just a very scary situation, and it is certainly not warm and nurturing and healing.
And the capital campaign is to raise money. Is this for a building?
No, we're actually in the building. We're at 2504 East Michigan Avenue in Lansing. And this is to do two things. Again, it's to raise awareness that we are here for the community. We are here looking for people to come on board and onto staff of the Listening Ear Crisis Center. And we are here what we're trying to do is to raise funds, donations, both cash donations and in-kind donations, to actually get the medical equipment and to finish the actual response center, the Capital Area Sexual Assault Response Center area.
Oh, okay. I guess that's what I was getting at. Some of the information I had said making some modifications and equipment. Mm-hmm. So that is good. Now, tell us about Listening Ear, and I'm looking at your webpage now, which is quite helpful, frankly, for folks as well. And I got it just by Googling Listening Ear Lansing, and you can get there. And I liked it's been operating since 1969 continuously, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and for walk-in clients and over the phone and in crisis. And what I like, Pat, is you define crisis as any situation in which your normal coping mechanisms are ineffective or unavailable. And that's a powerful statement, isn't it?
It is definitely a powerful statement. And what we're here for, we take both walk-ins and phone calls, crisis phone calls, like you said, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And Cheryl, you're absolutely right. We are 42 years old. We are the oldest and longest running all-volunteer organization in the United States. Run by all volunteers strictly. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. Yes, we are. And we are all able, we all have the coping mechanisms in place on a normal day-to-day basis to get through average situations and the average challenges in life. But when a crisis hits us, and we can talk about a crisis all the way from my oldest child is going to college, my first and oldest child is going to college, and a mom is fearful that they cannot, that they don't have the skills to be on their own yet, and letting their, you know, their oldest child go and their first child go, all the way to act of suicide and everything in between. And what a crisis is, it's just at that point in time, you are not attached to your feelings. You cannot get yourself through that situation. We are there to just empathize with you, listen to you, and do what we can to be there for you in a, on an anonymous, confidential basis. You know, there are things people find themselves more able to say to someone that they don't see and or they don't know. We have no caller ID on our phones. We don't track this. We don't interfere in your life. We are there for you, and people can find themselves sharing things in a very comforting way, in a very secure way that leads them into an area that they have comfort to share this with you and help them get through that crisis.
Well, and I'm looking at your website. A quote at the top says, "Sometimes it hurts too much not to talk. That's the worst, when the secret stays locked up for want of an understanding ear." And you, for 42 years, this organization, Listening Ear, has been that. I have a couple of very good friends who actually met and have been married for 20-some years as volunteers at the Listening Ear. So volunteers are important. That's who runs the place, and that training involved as well.
Absolutely. And now with our location here on Michigan and France, East Michigan Avenue and Francis Street, we are in the East Side community and just in the community in general, the East Side neighborhood. We want, number one, the community to know, and the surrounding community, that, you know, we know no borders where our location is. You know, we get calls internationally from Austria, from, you know, if you go and Google crisis centers, the Listening Ear is going to be listed. So we take calls from everywhere. We take calls locally. We take calls statewide, out of city. We take calls nationally. We actually have international calls. And, yes, we are there for the community. We want them to know, the community to know, businesses, individuals, each individual person, that we are here for you when you find yourself in crisis.
Well,
that's what we're here for.
Pat, I can't thank you enough. I encourage people to go to the website or call up if they have a concern or if they want to volunteer and help the organization. Thank you for speaking with me tonight.
And thank you so much, Cheryl. Have a great day.
You as well. Pat Lutze, Public Relations with Listening Ear in Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.